So appropriate that the stage is cleared here for Tiger. Can he do it again? Well, this would be another great example of why Tiger is Tiger. You don't want to see it
How
go.
How come I can hear that?
I heard it too.
You don't want to see it go high and right anymore? Like,
nah, I just...
You don't have the itch, huh?
No itch. That I think that trip did it for me.
Scratch that itch.
Dude, Utah was so hot and donut-y.
Lots of donuts.
Take me back.
Dude, honestly, I would still do that trip like today. I would be running back. I love that shit. I thought it was so much fun.
I liked Utah. I loved like the outdoors.
Mm-hmm.
The nature was very cool. It was 107 degrees or something. Like,
I don't know. I love like being with the boys and like going somewhere new and just like just checking out a new golf course and just like playing. Like, and then it's just, I love that routine of like wake up, golf, like food, like chill. I love all that. I don't know.
Trying to get cooler and more comfortable by the winter.
It's a good idea. Dude, it is. You can feel it. That summer is right around the corner.
Like, it's creeping
right
up.
Here. It's about to get hot.
How long is the drive to Utah?
From Vegas to Utah was like an hour and a half.
We don't live
2 hours.
Vegas.
Was it 2 hours?
I think it's like 6 hours.
Was it really 6 hours?
I think total trip if we were to drive, I think it's 6 hours.
If you drive a straight shot.
Oh, from here?
From here, yeah.
No, longer. For sure longer.
To St. George?
Oh, maybe not to St. George. Yeah, because when I remember I was in the car with Dungan and we went to his cabin in Bryan Head and holy shit, that was a whole day of driving.
Because what is to Vegas?
That's probably like 8 hours.
Yeah, that was definitely 8 hours.
This is 5.5, St. George. Right now, no traffic.
That sounds about
right. So about 6.
So yeah, so I think it's probably an hour and a half from Vegas to Utah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
And then Bryan Head, once you get up to those like mountain roads, just start slowing down. You ain't going 90 like you were on the 15 anymore.
Yeah. I think it's just smack in the center. It's not even that mountainous, really. It's because all of the, like, his cabin was like whatever. It was just like in a flatter area, but then you still have to drive like 30 or 45 minutes to the mountain area. But man, talk about just being absolutely fucked if you have any car problems in those tiny ass towns. Like, oh my God, like, I would be terrified.
Come take your butt.
Yeah.
Did he actually live in Bryan Head?
I don't think,
because it says population 93. Or was it Cedar City that he lived in?
No, he definitely, like, he had a, his family has a cabin out there. And, like, there is not a lot out there. I mean, the population's probably more than 93, but it is a tiny town.
Who's Bryan and why is he getting so much head?
You know? I don't know.
What a goat. Throat goat.
It was definitely the kind of town, like, one liquor store, one movie theater, one police department, like, one general store. Like, it was not a whole lot.
Can't live there, you know. Can't live there 365. That's
no
sure.
way. Uh-uh.
Bryan. It's called Bryan Head. I kept thinking it was called Bryan's Head.
It's not Bryan's Getting Head?
Bryan's getting tap.
The head of Bryan.
The boys are back. It feel good? Feel good to be back?
Yeah.
It feels great to be back.
Quick question. Who was Bryan Head named after?
It's got to be named after a dog.
No. It's probably like a explorer that died on some trail.
That's a pretty good guess.
That's a good guess, yeah.
It's named after Bryan Head.
Oh, what?
The highest peak of the plateau.
Come on, man.
I'm looking at Bryan Head and it said named after Bryan Head. I click on it. It goes to a mountain.
It's clearly the name of the
location.
Okay,
well, what's the name of the fucking mountain, you know?
Bryan Head.
The name of a government surveyor. Rob was right.
Damn. Good for you, Rob.
Okay, guess the height. Huh?
No, he said an explorer.
That probably died on the trail.
Yeah.
Like Trail of Tears?
I mean, I think he pretty much had it like
who's
right.
Who's that named after?
All the people who died, people crying after.
After America stole their territory.
Shout out Andrew Jackson.
Shit.
How tall is Brian's head?
Elevation?
What do you think?
We'll go...
probably like 5 or 6,000.
I'm going to round up to 7,365.
I think if any...
It's 7,364.
Damn.
No,
it's 11,312 feet.
Is it really? Oh yeah. My God. That's way higher than I thought it was. Dude, I thought Mammoth was like 10,000.
Yeah, well, you're wrong, buddy.
I'm clearly wrong.
Get your calibration recalibrated, gay.
Gay.
Anyways, you know what, man? Here's a segue. I'm done traveling.
You're done traveling?
That's what you said last year.
Did I?
You said, I'm never taking a long-ass flight again.
Yeah, and then that fades away, and I forget about that. And then I'm like, all right, yeah, 12 hours is dope.
Well, because like, I feel like, I don't know, something about South America, I don't know.
It doesn't hit the same as Europe or Asia.
Yeah, you just think that like Europe or Asia would just be so much cooler than South America.
Because it probably is.
I've seen too many videos of shit.
Heads getting chopped off?
Yes.
Yeah.
Or getting walked up on is blasted for no reason.
A lot of that occurs south of the border.
Brazil.
Yeah, because my
Colombia.
Like my cousins, they love Costa Rica, but like the first
that's great. I heard that's like the safest one.
And but the best part is like my cousins are telling me how awesome fucking Costa Rica is, and then my cousin starts telling me a story about how this fucking guy came up to him at a club and just socked him straight in the jaw for no reason.
It's great out there, though.
And like had to get stitches or something like that.
No, there's no way there was no reason.
This guy, he said that like the way he told the story was like this guy was just like kind of like mad dogging him, and he was just like very confused. And then like he looked at him and he's like, "Are you okay? Like, are you okay?" But like apparently this guy was like somebody that had been arrested before, and just like he didn't like tourists. But I mean, the whole reason why my cousin was there because apparently he had like a buddy DJing at the club, so he was just like there at the club, and then he said like a few minutes later he's just like at the front like watching his buddy DJ, and the guy like walked up to him and literally just fucking socked him straight in the mouth.
Let's be honest, that's more of a random act of violence. Like that could happen anywhere. If it's just some random guy who hates tourists who decided randomly he's probably on drugs or crazy. No one just punches people in the face like that for no reason.
Yeah, I mean. Especially like my cousin, just like you, just know that like he didn't antagonize this guy. Like he just like there's no reason. Like he's just not anyways. But yeah, I mean Costa Rica, definitely have heard good things. My uncle loves to go there for surfing, but then also I've heard good things about just like the outdoors, the ATVing, the fruit's really good out there is what I've heard. Yeah, just little small beachy towns, stuff like that. But man, I don't know. I feel like I would enjoy more city stuff or just like more organization in that matter, because it's like a high effort trip. You gotta like you fly into a major airport, then you fucking taxi or drive another hour away, take another small plane, you end up in like more remote locations that are more private, and I think that's the appeal.
Yeah, that just means it's even further, like you said, it's even more remote.
Yeah,
well, I mean, here's the thing, how long do you think the flight is to Rio from LAX?
I mean...
10 hours?
Maybe. I would say six, somewhere between 6 to 8.
It's 12.
Is it really 12? Fucking A.
So, like, that sounds all cool and stuff. That's 12 hours.
I'd rather go a different direction 12 hours.
Yeah, Europe.
Yeah.
Or Japan.
Safer. You could do Canada next year.
I think Canada could be cool, but you have to like time that trip right, because yeah, you're not trying to go there in shit weather. I think like the Bob does sports golf trip out there would be fucking sick. I would rather do it in the summer than like the winter. Obviously, people like to go in the winter for the mountains. They do like I forget what the resort is out there. I have a couple
Banff.
Yeah, I've heard good things about that, but I don't know. I mean, I'm not really trying to travel to snowboard. even like the Colorado trips, like the Vail and all of that stuff, like, nah, like, let's go to my Mammoth is right here and it's so good. So you're done traveling, huh? You itch that scratch.
Yeah, itch the scratch.
Probably get that checked
scratch
out.
Scratch that itch. Damn.
That's funny.
I'm a dummy.
What'd you say, Rob?
So you probably should get that checked out. That itch.
My itch? Yeah. We'll give it 21 days.
21.
Four symptoms aside to see.
Yeah. What's the recap, though? Like, what's the highlight?
I had to write it down because I feel like I'm struggle on the spot with these. Here's my notes city by city, okay? Europe is mostly just old churches.
Mm-hmm.
If we're talking... That's most of it. Anyways, Munich, flying to Munich. Rented a car because I wanted to drive in Germany. That was when I was trying to get out of the parking garage, and we couldn't get out for some reason. Like, we picked up a rental car, and the guy forgot to give us, like, a code to get out. Basically, he forgot to give us a little pass. Anyway, so I'm communicating with this guy trying to, about, like, how do we get out of here? Zero English. I speak zero German. Like I was saying, it's just rare to be able to not communicate with anybody at all.
Yeah.
In the United States, especially.
Were there a lot of Germans or English-speaking people out there?
Germany, not so much.
No?
Some. I met one guy. One person. Everyone else is not very good. Why?
No, just my boss is from Germany.
Oh, really?
Or he lived there for a little bit, and I heard stories on how, like, when he moved back here, like, he was talking German, and they were like, no, like, we're not back over there. Like, it's not, you don't have to do that anymore.
What do you mean? I'm trying to, I'm
like,
trying
he doesn't follow. Have to, he was like kind of forced
to speak German.
To speak
there,
German there.
Yeah. Maybe in like Berlin, which is like more northern and like the biggest metro, you probably get away with that more typically. I would imagine this is like more of a southern mountainous town. Damn near no English, man.
Damn.
Oh, man.
So that's tough.
Yeah, that is tough.
Got to drive, rented a stick shift Opel. You guys ever driven an Opel?
Can't say I have.
The fuck is an Opel, right? Little hatchback. I was like, let me get some stick.
Couldn't get a Citroen?
Do they even have automatic cars there?
They do.
They do?
Did you get your international driver's license?
No. They didn't even ask.
Hey, there you go.
Ain't doing all that.
So, you know, driving's really cool. It's obviously, like, super efficient, unbelievably efficient. The car's really annoying because it tells you when you're going 5 over. It chimes at you.
The speed limit, you're saying?
Did you...
It bings.
Make it to the Autobahn?
So, fun fact, Autobahn just means freeway. Autobahn is everywhere.
What?
But, here's what I... Because we drove to Austria. On a whim. Anyway, so that's, like, 2 hours. So... I experienced like kind of the freeway system. It's very interesting. Like, it's mostly two lanes, like everywhere. And there's every like mile or so, there's these electronic signs. So the speed limit is constantly changing with those signs. Mm-hmm. And your car like automatically picks it up. But then there's unrestricted areas. So that's when the sign has like 3 dashes through it. And that's when like the left lane, you just see people just mobbing through the left lane. That was pretty cool.
That's lit.
Yeah.
Why can't
we... Fucking no slowdowns, no traffic. Like,
why can't we have... Because everything's controlled.
Because you cannot sit in the left lane. You'll get a ticket. Like...
But what I'm saying is, like, everything's controlled. Like, your car, no, like... I don't know. Like, I feel like that's just speeds up the process.
It was. Yeah, it was... No one sits in the left lane. Because you're not supposed to. But we do that here, which is fucked up, but...
How fast
you pass go? And you fucking get over.
My
car was slow as shit. I tried to go. I don't know, it was in kilometers too. So I'm like, I know that 100 is about 62 miles per hour. That's one number that I've memorized from the U.S. And also, like, there's areas where you can tell, like, trucks aren't allowed to get into the left lane at all. So that was a lot of time. It would be unrestricted for cars, but trucks were not allowed to be in the left lane. Mm. So, like, even safer, if you will, to speed.
Yeah.
It was really cool driving through the mountainous countryside to Austria. We decided to go because I didn't buy tickets in time to go to this castle. It was sold out, so we decided, like, let's go to Salzburg. It's like this mountainous town on the border of Austria and Germany. Drove there.
Went go to check out Arnold's house. No.
The second best Austrian of all time? No.
What about the first best?
You know the answer.
We saw the eagle's nest. His little Bavarian castle.
Hey, what was that?
Huh?
You got an arm twitch now or what?
Went to Salzburg, climbed up this fucking fortress. Everyone's huffing and puffing. It was insane. It's cool. It was old. I took disposable cameras. So once I get those developed, I'll show them to you guys.
Hell yeah.
It was really cool. What else? In Munich, we went to a soccer game.
How was that?
Yeah.
Fucking so much fun, dude.
Did you choose the right team to represent?
I didn't wear anything, but I wore nothing.
Damn.
That was a great time, dude. Big fan.
You get like the fucking the scarf or the whatever and the jersey.
I didn't buy any merch, dude.
No merch? Dude, I feel like I'd for sure buy merch.
Crowds are going fucking crazy. Great time. Went to some breweries. Tried to bring that beer today. I didn't have it. That's when I got Wiener Schnitzels. Gross. Just like a fried veal patty. Not good. Beer's good. Let's see. And then we went to Venice. Venice, which is in kind of the northeast of Italy. City on water. It's fucking gay, honestly. Like,
not that cool.
It ain't it. It's nasty. The water's disgusting. It feels very touristy. Like, there's all those gondola guys trying to sell people on gondola rides.
Those are expensive, from what I heard. I don't know.
A lot of scams or what?
Yeah, just like a lot of, like, stupid tourist shops and, like, people. I could tell this guy was, like, playing a fake guitar, like, trying to scam money. I don't know. It felt very, like,
Disney
the facade jam. Faded yeah. really yeah. quickly. I understand that, like, if it was real, I could definitely see it being, like, a romantic city. I get the idea of it, but I would never go back. Luckily, we only did 2 days there. I could do one next time. Well, next time I'm not going, but... Then we went to Venice. Oh, wait. Florence. Florence was cool. We took the train there. Florence, you could definitely tell a lot of... exchange students for sure.
Yeah,
super popular with because I heard so much English.
Yeah,
from people I could obviously tell they were all like, you know, 18 to 21 or something. You could tell they're all young and they're all speaking English. Tons of art and museums. I don't give a shit about that, honestly. Like, I saw I saw the Statue of David. I saw his monster hog, you know. It was on this trip that I realized, like, I don't care about, like, walking through a museum very much.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the art part, I don't really care about that, because I'll get to it later. Kind of overrated, good food, definitely a little touristy.
You get some gelato in Florence?
Tons of gelato, everywhere in Italy. We got gelato, like, every day.
Hell yeah.
It's great. And then we went to Rome. Rome was great. Rome was crowded, tons of history. Went to the Colosseum.
Nice.
So that was really cool. Felt like I was in Gladiator, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's just when I realized, like, I'd much rather physically be at the location, like, be at the ruins rather than seeing it on, like, a picture in a... I just appreciate that a lot more.
Okay. But
being at the Colosseum is so much cooler to me than seeing, like, the Statue of David or, like, a painting someone painted.
Yeah.
Much rather be there. I think that's so much cooler because I'm like, oh man, I think like people were literally standing here and all the shit that went down. So I like that for sure.
What about the Leaning Tower?
That's in a different city. Whatever. That's in a town called Pisa. Leaning Tower of Pisa.
Pisa.
We didn't go because I heard that's also overrated.
Mm.
So we went to the Vatican too. Shit was crazy.
Hmm.
Shout out the Pope. He's at the hospital now.
Damn.
P-O-P, hold it down.
P-O-P-E.
P-O-P-E. Then went to London. London was cool. It felt very like, I'd say like New Yorkish vibes. Like a lot of theater, yeah. A lot of restaurants. Trendy. We stayed in like a trendier part. It was cool.
Walk across London Bridge or what?
Yeah.
You go to Big Ben?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Did the guards yell at you to step back?
No. We saw, I don't know, I think the touristy, it's fine. I like London, though. The city is pretty cool. Like, there's a shit ton to do there, you could tell. Like, I like London. It was cool.
Nice.
And then came home.
So London was the last stop, huh?
Yeah.
Did Munich to Austria to Florence to Venice to London.
Munich, Salzburg, Venice, Florence, Rome.
Venice, Florence, Rome. That's
so
right.
You started in Germany.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just ended up being like the most efficient flight.
And that's the only place where you drove?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
How was it adjusting the other side of the road?
Well, they drive on the left over there. In Germany.
But the same side as us on the street?
Sorry, they drive on the right just like we do. It's no different.
Oh.
Mm.
Driving was easy. It's the same rules and everything. It's in England where it was the other way around. Mm. Where like all the crosswalks say like look. I guess it would be look to the right.
Yeah, look right if you're crossing.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's really easy to fuck that up for sure. Because then bicyclists are flying by like. Yeah, you got to pay attention there. That was cool.
You didn't catch an accent while you're in London?
No. No. I did keep going, in it.
In it.
You having a giggle, mate. I was like, you know, dude, I'm an American, dude. This is what we do. Show some respect. It's fucking red coats around here. I did ask people that we spoke with, like, out of curiosity, where do you think I'm from? Outside of England, they said I was from the UK for whatever reason.
Kept getting the UK a lot.
But when I was in the UK, they said I sound like, they got it right. They kept saying California, the West Coast, because, look, you break it down into three regions. It's New York / Boston.
Yeah. Hey.
You have the South.
Yep.
And if you're not one of those two statistically,
you're probably
on the West Coast. Just numbers. And every time they're like, yep, that's where you're from. Yeah. And I was like, yep. So you don't sound like a ridiculous New Yorker or like, howdy, partner.
Yeah. I feel like you could sniff a New Yorker a mile away, too. Yeah.
New York, Boston, those Philly, all those goofy ass accents.
Is he wearing, hilarious. Is he wearing Tim's? All right.
Yankee with no brim. Yeah.
Yankee with no brim.
Brim with no Yankee. It's cool. Yeah, I'm done traveling for a while. Fuck that shit, dude.
Oh, the flights.
I'm exhausted, dude.
What airlines did you...
I'm still tired. British Airlines.
Okay, nice.
Need a vacation from your vacation?
A relaxing one, yeah.
What is your idea of a relaxing vacation?
I haven't had one.
I say sit at home and do jack shit all day. You don't even have to leave.
Look, nothing wrong with a staycation. If you want to spend like $0, a staycation is always good.
Well, like, I think the concept of a staycation is like you rent a hotel at your nearest like coastal city.
It is really weird. Like when I worked at the hotel, like, oh, do you need directions go anywhere? No, we live down the street. It's like, what the
fuck? If I live down the street, I'm not renting a fucking hotel. It has to be a complete change of scenery.
That's what people do, though. I don't know.
I'm not doing that.
That's what I don't know. I don't know if I could bring myself to do that, especially like, because, dude, I feel like the coastal cities that we live by are like, they're so expensive. Like the rooms, you're just like, man, like it does feel wasteful when you're like, I literally could just drive here from my apartment and be like 20 minutes.
Wouldn't
like,
you rather sleep in your own bed?
Yes.
Yeah.
There's nothing better than sleeping in your own fucking bed.
Yeah. I don't know. I will say there is something nice about like you leave the hotel and then you come back and your fucking bed's made. You didn't have to do shit.
I don't like when they come in my room. I'll be honest.
I check in, walk through that door, put the do not disturb sign out. When I leave, I take it off.
I really prefer they don't go through
I don't
my room.
Let them come into my room.
Yeah.
I don't make a big mess, but I get what you're saying. I have forgotten to put it up before. And then I come back and I'm like, all right, it's kind of nice having my bed made and all that shit.
Well, sometimes it's...
Fresh towels.
Sometimes it's too much. I'll give you...
Towels aren't covered in...
So
water.
My boss went for my my trip to Boston. We sit at this hotel called Raffles. It's like this fucking fancy ass.
That's fancy?
Raffles?
It sounds.
It doesn't sound fancy, but I promise you this is like, as far as service is concerned, like I don't think I've ever stayed at a hotel that had this much service
that name
available.
Is so bad. I believe you, but that
but
name it might as well be fucking.
So the point is like we had they
Hold
had
on,
a
I'll get it.
They had a butler escort us to our room and
circus got it. Sorry, a butler escorted you to your room
and the fucking butler is
did he wear
like,
white gloves?
No.
Did he hold out for a tip?
No.
Just dap
I got a tip for you.
Just dap him up.
Dap him up.
See you fucking later.
But the point is that like he goes through his whole routine, like he literally fixes us a cocktail and he's telling us like the where to eat at, stuff like
and
that.
And you're with your boss?
No, this is me and my dad checking into the hotel room. My boss was already checked in, but and then like I kid you not, maybe 10 minutes afterwards, he's already like checked us in, gave us room keys, everything. 10 minutes later, we get a knock on the door and it's housekeeping asking us if we want turn down service, and we're like,
"Let's turn down service."
It's just where they just literally clean up your room for you and just like
I've never heard that phrase before.
It's but we were just like,
"How can you turn that down?"
But we were me and my dad looked at each other because we were so annoyed because like we just spent 30 minutes talking to this damn butler about everything.
I don't want to talk to him for 30 minutes.
It was literally too much. And then the maid coming, we were just like, leave us the fuck alone. We're just trying to unwind from traveling all day. I don't want people in
you
my room.
Like, take a shit, change into just comfortable clothes and like lay down on the bed and just relax.
Yeah. Yeah. We came back out of the first day, beds made. They put little house slippers like next to your bed. Like you're like, all right, it's kind
of
nice.
Tell you all the ladies of the evening.
They had like little macaroons for us. Like I was like, all right.
Raffles. That's such a bad name.
Based out of London, by the way.
Yeah, they all have goofy ass names. Piccadilly Square. Fucking goofy ass shit. Fucking goofy off.
I don't think anything's goofier than Circus, though. That's pretty bad. Or Excalibur, that's pretty rough too.
Anything themed like, well, Caesar's Palace is nice, I'll be honest, but
yeah.
New York.
Did Caesar actually stay here?
But did he actually stay
here? Palace? Anora.
Dude, what
oh
a
boy.
Movie.
What a piece of cinematic masterpiece.
Is it just like a bunch of sex scenes for the first 5 minutes
There's a
or
lot
what? Yeah.
You should watch it.
I just saw like romance.
You should watch
it. It ain't romance.
It is not romance. They need to recategorize that.
Did you hear about all the awards it won?
No.
No. It won a couple awards.
I looked for it on my flight, didn't see it, so I was like, oh.
It was on my flight.
I rented
it. And let me tell you, first 5 minutes,
how?
I'm looking around like
How do you watch that on the flight?
I was hoping like a little kid was behind me. Like, oh my! It's crazy. It's crazy they let you play it on a.
That's when you lean over like, "Hey, kid, watch this.
We'll see some tits.
Give me a dollar and I'll let you watch."
Great piece of cinema.
It was good.
It's pretty funny. The middle section is very funny. You know when they're looking for him?
Yeah.
That part's very funny.
The funny parts were she's. Where
don't spoil anything for him.
The funny part is when he leaves, and they're trying to get her in the house, and they're like, "Don't let her go." And then I can't spoil too much.
Yeah, but. I mean, it's gonna be tough for you guys.
From that point on, it gets very funny up good. Until the very end, and then it's different. Won't say anything else.
Yeah, the end was
definitely recommend it. I could watch it again for sure.
Yeah,
she's a stripper.
Oh.
Who works extracurriculars, if you know what I mean.
All right.
Excellent film.
You know what movie I watched on the plane? Ocean's 8.
Which one's that?
The one with the sister?
Yeah.
I was so confused.
That was dog shit.
It was terrible.
Yeah, what the
fuck? So
where
bad.
Did you go?
It's like the Ghostbusters,
Boston.
The women's version. Like,
but yeah,
it was recent?
It was awful. Like, it was pretty bad. Like, they tried to... Yeah, I don't know what the hell their whole women take spin on that movie is. Like, it does not work, that movie being all women. Like, not even a little bit.
But it just feels like they're faking... I don't know.
Yeah, it didn't feel organic.
Rather than trying to make, like, the funniest cast that they could assemble, they just, like, decided on women. I don't know the cast exactly. There are obviously funny women out there, but...
They definitely could have done better with the premise. Like, I mean, I don't know. Just
have you seen Bridesmaids?
Hilarious.
Very funny movie.
Yeah. My mom and sister, they love that movie.
Great movie.
Love that movie.
Very funny movie.
I mean, it's right up there with, like, Elf in terms of, like, replayability. Like, you could watch that movie every other month and you'd still laugh. Like, it's so good.
It's a good one. Reminds me of kind of like The Hangover kind of vibe. I also watched Conclave. Have you guys seen Conclave?
Mm-mm.
Mm-mm.
It's about... Mia, have you heard of that? Conclave? The movie? Maybe. It's about the Pope dying and they have to elect a new Pope.
Oh.
Yeah, it's pretty... It's good. Not what I expected at the end. You should watch it. It also won a bunch of awards. That's the only reason I watched these, because they won awards. I also started rewatching Silicon Valley. Have you guys seen that?
Yes. I
love that show.
Yeah. That was...
Rob, you'll love that show.
That was a good show. I remember watching it like as it was coming out and then stopped watching it. And then I think at one point in time I got resubscribed to HBO or whatever. And then I rewatched it front to back. Like,
dude, it's so good.
And it was... Yeah, it was pretty funny.
Underrated show.
It's pretty good. I think that there's some... It's a good show. I don't want to like talk because it's definitely a good show. But yeah.
I think Rob would like it.
Yeah, I mean, it's like a goofy comedy. In
Courtney
a way.
Cox in that?
No. Hold the Courtney.
Oh, a lot of Cox?
When they're talking,
what are you thinking of?
When they're talking about like algorithm.
I don't know which show it is.
On the finale, when they're trying to like figure out how to optimize this algorithm, and they start talking about fucking like optimizing jerking off.
Well, yeah, that is like the funniest few minutes probably I've ever seen in TV in a long time is when they're like, what, do you want me to jack off the whole room? And they're like, well, let's see, we only have 20 minutes to jack off a whole room. Can you jack off four guys at once? Each downstroke is an upstroke on the other guy. And you got two of them going. Yeah, they're coming up with all these formulas to try and figure out, like, you got to find the dick to floor distance.
It's so fucking good.
Yeah.
Do you have all these computer programmers, like, obviously very smart people trying to figure out how many guys they can jack off in 20 minutes. Pretty good.
And I'm supposed to like this?
You'll love it.
It's pretty funny.
And that one guy is exactly like Elon Musk. Remember Gavin Nelson?
Yeah. The eccentric billionaire guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if that came before Elon Musk became like a huge meme, but...
Oh, for sure.
That guy is exactly like Elon Musk.
Yeah.
Anyways, good show. Rewatching that. What about you guys? What did I miss?
What did you miss since you were gone? Well,
you missed a great dinner at Javier's.
Oh, yeah.
You sure did.
Sure did.
Great dinner. Absolutely. Was a good time.
Great time.
Little enchilada, little carnitas.
Mm-hmm. I had some shrimp tacos.
Javier's wasn't as packed as I thought it was going to be. The economy is tight right now.
It's contracting.
Yeah.
It's contracting a little bit for sure. Yeah, we saw it at the mall too. Like, even talking to Ivan, like a Friday night, like, dude, like, they
wasn't that busy?
No. I mean, he was saying that they were doing like 100 cars on Friday night or something.
That's
like
bad.
Yeah, it was really bad.
100?
Yeah.
I think
that's like a busy Thursday night.
Moving inside affects the numbers.
Oh, it certainly did.
Yeah.
No one's going to do numbers like they did at Fortune back in 2016 or whatever.
But, I mean, even talking to George, like, he was saying that, like, yeah, like, they basically try to cut down to, like, two, like, as soon as possible.
Two runners?
Yeah. Like, they just... They, you know, once they park the car, then it's like whatever. It's like they close at midnight now, but like by like 10 or 9, it's like, yeah, they're already bringing everything up. They cut down to two and just call it a night.
Yeah, you want, I mean, valet, how much is it now?
They just raised it. It's actually 15
no
now.
So they're
yeah.
Yeah, that's why there's no fucking customers. I'd rather for a while it was $4.
Yeah.
That's free.
I'd rather drive around for 5 minutes looking for parking than pay $15.
And then get frustrated and fight with your wife and then park for $15. Well,
you know, you just leave and go home.
Fuck you. You know, don't tell me how to fucking drive.
Don't make my wife beat her on.
Babe, that's a hot spot right there.
Babe, that's a car wash spot. No, I swear.
I swear you can park that.
The light's green up top. There's a spot on down there.
You know, I feel like they could get away with it if the parking garage was like actually full, but when it's dead and there's spots, like, dude,
well, of course. Once you move it up to 15, it becomes only a necessity. No longer is it like, that's a pretty valuable service for a small fee.
Yeah.
Now it becomes like, well, I don't know if the Spectrum will ever hit what it used to hit pre-COVID, though. Remember our Friday and Saturday nights were bananas.
Yeah, they were pretty crazy.
250, 300 cars on just Gateway, like...
Yeah, we used to do, we used to do 240, 250 on a regular basis.
Well, I mean, definitely over 200 would be like normal.
Yeah.
Just the volume was there, and now it's like, maybe people aren't going out as much anymore. I don't know. They're not valeting, because remember how parking was a shit show at the Fuck Factory?
It's fucking crazy.
I remember.
It was fucking crazy there.
And you know what it would, you know what I got hit with? Hey, can you cover us real quick?
Yeah.
Bluebird Megatron. And you're like,
time for a vape break.
You just run into the bushes. Dude. And then you come back. Nothing stapled? Fuck no. I ain't doing your job for you guys.
You didn't even do your job.
Exactly.
Can't expect you to do ours.
Good times. Good times. Yeah. No. What else is new? I did my seafood show. So, yeah. That was... interesting timing how you were gone and then I ended up going to Boston, did all that little work trip. It's always nice. I feel like after Boston, like, because that's like the one work obligation that I have to do every year, and after that trip I do notice that like the rest is, it's just kind of smooth sailing.
Rest of your work, you're saying? Or?
Yeah, well, like there's always like a little bit of anxiety and stress just about, like, you know, trying to like create some meetings, you're trying to be productive while you're there, you know. Trying to,
if you're not networking, you're not working.
Yeah, pretty much. It's like stuff like that. So, but then once that's all kind of over with, then it's like, you know, I come back and, you know, there's people I have to follow up with, whether it's like people I met, you know, new potential new customers. And then, you know, now in these upcoming weeks, it's like, okay, like, you know, get into more of a rhythm and just focus on, you know, personal life and stuff like that. So
some people love that kind of shit. Like,
oh yeah,
meeting 1,000 people in one day. I don't know.
Yeah, some people really like that. I'm definitely not one of those people. Not even a little bit.
No.
Not even a little bit.
My grandpa's a super social guy. He's always talking to every
dude. My dad anybody. Is like that too. I didn't realize my dad was like, I mean, it's like literally everybody.
Maybe it's as they get older, I don't know, but
I hate talking to people.
I don't know if it's just our generation. Or if, like, just obviously the three of us together are just not like that.
Like, I'm not going to go out of my way to, like, talk to some random person.
I almost never do. There has to, usually there's a reason why I would want to talk to somebody.
Amazon Fresh. What about Amazon Fresh?
The guy on your birthday?
The guy on my birthday? What, he just came up and talked to me or whatever?
Some people love to talk, and you know what? Good on them. You don't have to subject me to your
on my birthday.
Though.
I remember the kids had.
Oh my god! I forgot. I didn't tell you guys the story about
what happened.
Okay, so now I remember. Mia just reminded me. So we, Mia and I went to Amazon Fresh like on my birthday. I forget, what did we have to get? Was it?
Krispy Kreme.
Oh, I needed to return something. Yeah, it was like some boxes I had ordered. I returned something. And then after you had left, right? And we went to Dave and Buster's, had a couple more drinks, like just played games or whatever. And I'm walking around and some guy literally fucking walks up to me. He's like, yo, saw you at Amazon Fresh, bro. Like,
oh my God.
And, that's
and
funny,
he's
though.
He's like, I recognize you because of your shoes, man. And I was like, oh, like, cool. Like, don't know where I'm supposed to go with this one, but.
Oh, nice. You go there often or?
That's funny.
Well, what did he try and chop it up with you, or you're just saying that was it?
That was
well, that's kind of a funny one-off. Kind of funny.
Yeah.
But it's not like he's not subjecting you to like an hour long conversation.
No.
It's more like a funny interaction.
I wouldn't go out of my way to do that.
No, I would be like, oh, I saw that guy earlier.
I would be like,
in my head.
You would have never.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
No,
unless I'm hammered, then I'd be like, yay!
Hey, yo!
Yeah.
Hey, you're fucking hammered, Andy.
Yeah, I'm never that person.
No, I was saying, my kids, they had their, like, what is it, back to school night where you, like, meet the teachers or whatnot.
Oh, hell yeah.
And I think it was my oldest, it was Elijah's teacher was like, oh, yeah, like, so. She puts music on. Oh, when the music stops, you basically like musical chairs in a way, but there's no chairs. You're going to stop when the music stops and talk to the person next to you.
No.
And I'm like, fuck this.
Wait, the parents?
With the parents.
No.
Why do the parents have to get to know each other?
Dude, I couldn't do it.
Oh, no.
Forced social.
I couldn't do it.
There's no doubt that a little bit of it is pretty good for you. I'll be honest.
No, it's not.
It is.
I don't want to do it.
To some degree, it's important to like work out that muscle to some degree.
No.
I hated going to church as a kid and they would make you do that. Do you remember that?
What, shake people's hands
next to
you?
At church, you'd be like, go ahead and turn around and, you know, shake someone's hand next to you.
I just give them the what's up. Hey, how's it going? How's it going?
Or like they would, you know, they would try and make you talk to people.
Well, I went to church a few weeks ago and they're like passing out the pamphlets like, oh, you should go to the retreat. I'm like, I'm not going.
The retreat?
Some like weekend retreat. Oh, like the guys like.
Like a dude's retreat?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's butt fuck central. I'm not going. They're looking for butts. I'm not going.
Like, we can see some fresh ass over there. I'm not going.
Some high altitude butt fucking. If you guys saw.
What is this, Brokeback Mountain?
I was going to say, if you saw Brokeback Mountain, you know that reference. Couple high altitude fucks every once in a while.
Still couldn't get over you love that movie.
I didn't say I love it. I said it's a good movie.
I think you said cinematic masterpiece.
I said that about Enora.
I mean, come on.
No,
same thing.
I think it was about Brokeback Mountain, actually. I think that's what you said about it.
I wouldn't call it a cinematic masterpiece. Enora.
Enora.
That's a good one.
So, I did a 5K.
Dude, oh, yeah. I need to know about this.
How'd it go?
It's good.
You got a medal and everything, dude.
Yeah, participation.
Participation. I mean, that's a track, dude. 6 miles. That's not easy.
5K. 3.1.
Oh, I thought you said it was a 10K. Oh, it was a 5K.
Did I say 10? I might have said 10.
I don't know.
There was an option. You had the 5K and the 10K.
Oh, you just turn around?
We did 5.
Oh, okay. Get my joke. You just turn around.
Yeah.
Run back the other way.
I'm done.
Weaving in and out of people.
No, it was good. I had known for a while that I was doing it. I didn't prep. Well, I went cold turkey.
Raw dog.
Yeah. Cold turkey.
I mean, for a 5K, you can definitely get away with no prep. You're fit enough to where you can do a 5K, dude.
Why did you do this?
Maria want to do it?
Yeah, Maria wanted to do it. I was like, sure, I'll do it with you.
Hell yeah.
Not a big deal. So whatever. It was fun.
Dude, I think you have the same shoes as I do.
I do, just a different sub-brand.
Oh.
So you have like the extra words at the end. I don't have those.
Oh.
But I do have the same ones.
I see. Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Extra words?
He has like, what do you have, the New Balance?
They're the
840s?
640s?
Something like that. But yours says something else after, right? That's like another name.
Maybe it's like Super Foam or something like that.
Maybe it might be the same. I don't know.
Yeah.
Were you surprised by your time?
I knew I was going to get around that.
Yeah, I was about to say, what was your time?
So I averaged 13 minutes a mile.
Okay.
So it's like 40 and some change, I think. I mean, no prep. I was kind of shocked.
Yeah, man. I mean,
the fuck
you
was
got
that?
It done.
Like someone got shot out then. This is Irvine.
You mean a tire popped? James, you still running?
I'm going to get back into it now.
Yeah. Get the prep in. Yeah, I didn't do a whole lot of running recently, but now that everything's out of the way.
Did you run in Boston?
No. It's too much, especially because there's a lot of like overindulgence, like lots of big meals and like drinking. So it's like the thought of doing any sort of cardio or workout, you're just like, nah, dude, just need a rest.
You should have woke up at 3:53 a.m. Face plunge in Saratoga water.
Springs.
Rub some banana skin on your fucking face. What a joke.
You know that guy's just roided to the tits and just like, oh, I'm gonna create videos.
I think he's a personal trainer.
He does that. He's done by 8 o'clock to go back to sleep. Catch up on his beauty.
I wrote this down. I must be Muslim. The way I ran to the bag.
Well, okay. Okay. Keep cooking, fam.
Call me Osama. There's a common theme here.
Oh my goodness.
Call me Osama. The way I tally bands.
Wow.
Damn.
That's
let
not,
him cook.
Let the man in the kitchen.
Blake, I have one question for you, though.
Oh, you got a question for me, sir.
How do you do that?
How do I do what?
Make your breath smell like your ass.
Y'all ever seen Brokeback Mountain before?
How does this tie into the Bin Laden and fucking...
The what?
How does this tie into the Iran and...
These are just things I wrote down while I was going.
I love how it was just like two of them about getting money, and then he's like, you know what? I'm going to tell Blake his breath stank. I love how these are thoughts that just come across James's head on fire. He's like, that was funny. That was funny. He's like, you know what?
So this is what his journal looks like every morning.
Yeah, that's what he does at 5 a.m. He's journaling. He's like, why does your breath smell like ass, fam?
I'm going to go through all the other ones, all the other ideas I had. What is the Grinch's full name?
I don't know.
Grinch Terry McLaurin.
No. It's Ethan Toothstain Grinch.
Ethan Toothstain?
Yeah.
What?
I don't know, man. Never would have thought about his name. That's his name, dude.
Yeah, I can't say.
How much... You find out your wife's pregnant. How much money will it take in order for you and her to agree to name that child Jack Marius Tech Theratrix?
Oh, dude.
Handshake?
For me, yeah, it's not a lot, dude.
You can't call him Jack either. It's got to be Jack Marius Tech Theratrix.
Jack Marius, get your ass over here.
I mean, I'm definitely calling him JT, but like his full name is going to be Jack Marius Tech Theratrix, whatever the fuck.
Jack Marius Tech Theratrix.
Jack Marius Tech Theratrix.
How much money?
I mean, throw a G-banger.
Couple bands.
Yeah, a couple
G-banger.
Bands.
G-banger.
That's it. All right. Respect.
I mean, maybe cover that hospital bill plus a couple G's on that thing.
Yeah. What fruit do you believe you could throw the furthest, and what vegetable do you think you could throw the furthest? It's really a question of what is most baseball like.
Apples.
Right? Dense, but can fit in the palm of your hand.
Probably an apple.
Apple's a good one.
Yeah, apple. I was thinking apple. Does avocado count?
I don't know if that's a vegetable.
You said fruit and vegetable.
Is it a fruit?
Technically, it has a seed.
Because it has a seed. Yeah, I was about to say, because it has the seed. But
so you're a fruit?
But no, I think apple is... I mean, if apple's not one... I mean,
maybe
I don't,
an
the
orange?
Only thing is, at apples might be a hair too heavy.
It's going to be solid.
Like, I think, you know what?
It's
berry. I think a peach, you could definitely throw a peach farther than an apple.
I don't know about that. I think an apple's your best bet.
I think an apple's too heavy. I think the peach will fly farther.
Like a nice little Granny Smith.
Sounds like we're going to have to test this theory out.
We might.
Kiwi's not bad.
Kiwi's
too small.
Kiwi's, yeah. I don't know. I think I'm definitely, I'm locking in peach.
You're trying to
go
for heavy and like small palm of your
hand. It can't be too heavy though. You're going to lose so much distance.
You want some weight
for a vegetable? Fuck.
Vegetable's tough.
I think I might do like a cucumber. Is it a cucumber?
Dude, give me a cilantro.
Or like a head of lettuce.
Maybe like a...
A lime would be pretty solid.
Ooh, or a good lemon. Size. Lime or lemon.
It's super dense.
Yeah. Those two would be good.
Huh?
Onion. Ooh, an onion too?
Onion? Onions.
Yeah?
Onion is right there with apple. Maybe you could throw it a hair farther than that. Well, I don't know, actually.
I feel like my grip would be weird on onion because it's like flaking off or whatever.
You got to take off the one layer, you know?
We only got so much time.
We hit up our boy Amazon Fresh. Grab some groceries.
Yes! Say what up to the boy.
Sponsor the vid.
Potato.
Oh.
A smaller, roundish potato could go pretty fucking far.
Yeah.
I forgot potato about potatoes. Potato and apple. I'll lock those in.
It's pretty good.
Give me peach and lime. I think lime you could.
You got a vegetable, though.
Yeah, those are two fruits, huh?
Vegetable is kind of odd. They're not really good vegetable options.
Potato?
Potato is, yeah, I feel like potato is like a cheat code.
Or onion?
It's damn near not a vegetable.
Yeah, it really, I mean, are we really calling potatoes vegetables? Are we really doing that?
Do you guys call tomatoes fruits?
Technically.
I just think tomatoes are cheeks. I don't know.
I like a nice roasted one. That's a V6 shitbox. She was slithering on my wand and gave my hog warts.
Sounds like a Camaro.
That's a Harry Potter joke and an STD joke.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's well done.
Jerk Nowitzki. Got that written down.
Was that your NBA fantasy name?
Okay. $10,000 a month to do nothing. Okay.
Oh, my God.
What? Let's hear it.
Or $100,000 a year and you have to work 60 hours a week.
$10,000 a month, but you what?
You don't have to do anything.
I'm taking that.
So you get paid more money to do nothing?
I wanted to see what you could say.
I'm doing jack shit.
You paid more money to do nothing or work 60 hours a week for less money.
Yeah, I'm not doing no 60 hours a week. Fuck all the way off.
Yeah, dude, you're a Ray Gapist. I also have that written down.
A Ray Gapist?
Yeah. Got that here. All right, well, sorry for writing down all these hilarious jokes.
I mean...
What do you guys got? Dude, jack shit.
Dude, Rob, we need to see James at the comedy club. Like, just do like 5 minutes at the comedy club.
Oh, open mic night.
Open mic night?
I'd pay, what would I start out with?
Dude, I feel
you gotta hit him with the mind boggle.
Hey, sir, how do you do that? Make your breath smell like your ass. I think I gotta do crowd work.
Yeah, I think that's what comedy is now.
What are you, a fucking Jew? Just being racist.
That's all comedy is like crowd work. It's just you interact with everyone, you roast people, and
it's hard, dude.
Ooh.
On Instagram.
Can confirm. Andrew Schultz's new special on Netflix.
Is it good?
Pretty good.
Yeah.
I find that guy pretty, so not funny.
I promise you, it's pretty good.
I don't like him.
Because I know that you don't like Bert Kreischer.
No.
And Bert Kreischer also has a new special, and Andrew Schultz's special was definitely better. Like, way better. Yeah.
He seems so unlikable. Every podcast clip I see him, I don't...
I feel like you would find it hard to not like him after seeing the special.
I'll probably give it a shot.
Yeah. It's pretty good.
I do think Bert's stand-up is better than his podcast appearances. He just doesn't stop rambling about himself.
That's so interesting you say that, because I feel like his specials now, they almost like blend in with his pod work.
They're not great, don't get me wrong, but they're still 5% better than...
Yeah.
I don't listen to any podcasts with him.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if you're going to watch the Bert one, so I'll probably dive in a little bit to that one. But the Bert one, the Bert special disappointed me a little bit because he's already does this so much with like, he does a lot of storytelling, which I usually like, but it's usually, like, all on the premise of, like, things his wife has said or things that his daughters have said.
That gets
and
old.
It's, like, all about, like, these families about his story, and you're just like, dude, like, you've already done, like, stories about your family. And, like, you know, some, I mean, it's not like they're bad stories, like, they're funny, but you're just like, dude, like, there's just... There's not really like new material. Like I want new material because it's like I'm sure he could like have some good material because and like I feel like Tom Segura does a good job of having material and storytelling.
I always find that when comedians like only talk about their wife and kids, yeah, that's boring as fuck. Like, not only can I not relate, it's also like exactly what I expect.
Yeah.
So I don't like that, but. Oh, my wife said something stupid the other day. Yeah, what else is fucking new? Am I right?
Damn.
That's what you could talk about on your stand-up.
The old ball and chain. Oh,
I'm fucking sick.
I ain't wearing this white beater for no reason.
That's how you open up the open mic night.
Fun fact, I'm actually named after this motherfucker.
The wife beater guy?
Yeah.
We got 5 more minutes, guys.
Sounds like it's trivia time.
Hit it.
All right. Bam, bam, bam. Trivia time.
How do you make your breath smell like your ass? Blake, let's hit the morning routine.
Well, I wake up at 3:54.
Naturally.
Eat my ass. What? Anyways, how many countries are in the EU? I'm going to give you 4 choices. 12, 18, 32, 27.
27.
Rob?
27.
27 is the correct answer. Well done.
18's too few. What'd you say, 30?
32.
It's close, but yeah.
And then your next trivia question is, what esports organization just won the first Marvel Rivals Invitational Tournament?
Oh my God, the Fags.
You're
this is multiple choice. My bad.
Multiple choice.
I could have waited on that one.
a little quick to the punch there.
A little premature. Yeah, what else?
The Sentinels, FlyQuest, Shroud X, or 100T? 100 Thieves.
What was the comp?
What was the
winning
comp?
Team? Yeah, what was the composition of their team, their squadron?
Well, they switch it up depending on like what maps they're playing, but like the common, I'll just tell you like the most popular picks. Most popular picks are like for duelists, it would be like Star-Lord. Bucky is like for sure the most popular one.
Really?
Bucky is for
sure. You gotta be dialed with Bucky, dude.
Yes.
But if you are dialed, you're a monster.
The thing is that what I've noticed, at least in competitive play, is that his ultimate is like super game changing because you can chain it
again.
Yes.
Again.
So you get like the big team wipes, which is like what's really important. But anyways, Bucky, Star Lord, Hela, even though she gets banned a lot, those would
I
be
like
those would be like the top three. A distant fourth would be like Storm. But you don't see that much Storm being played, but
okay.
For like Star
Lord, if you're dialed with the movement, he's disgusting.
Star-Lord sure. is really, really good.
If you're flying around like crazy, he's gnarly.
For the strategists, like the most common ones that are played are really, it's like Luna and Loki are like the most popular ones. But if like, it's interesting though, because there's like on the duelist side, Hela gets banned a lot. And on the strategist side, Loki and Luna get banned a lot. But so sometimes you like, they'll play like a Adam Warlock, like triple support comp with like Mantis and like whoever else is available, and an Invisible Woman. Invisible Woman is played a lot too, because she ends up almost always being like the third best healer, and usually one of, if they ban a strategist, it's usually like a Loki or a Luna get banned. And as for like the Vanguards, you see a lot of Magneto, and then you know that you do see Strange, and you definitely see the Thing. Those really? Are probably the top three that get played. You definitely see Magneto the most.
So like if you were to pick like the most generic team, who would it would be? Magneto.
It'd probably be something like Magneto, Strange, and then it'd be like Bucky, Star-Lord, and then like Luna Loki would be like a very like traditional comp. Okay. And
we got to do that, even though we're not dialed like that. But
yeah,
we play a different game than those fucking guys. But
yeah, yeah. I mean, like the teams, I mean, it depends on the map, you know, all these other factors. But each team, they kind of have their own strategies. Like this one team bans Strange, like, and no other team bans Strange, which is a very odd, like, ban pick.
I wouldn't think he's like OP enough to be like banned, but okay.
Yeah, no, he doesn't seem that oppressive. I don't know. Maybe it's just their strategies. They just, I don't know. But and then you see other teams too. Like, it's like, oh yeah, like they're banning Hela like every time. Like ban Hela.
Do they do that based on who they're playing against, and they know that like this guy on the other team is a crazy Hela?
Yes, oh, okay. That does happen a lot. Okay. Yeah.
Because you're like, this guy is fucking nuts.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about like Wolverine. Wolverine definitely gets some play if he doesn't get banned, too.
Because I do not know how to use that character.
Wolverine is disgusting, but you have to play him like, and you pick up on these things when you watch like comp, like from professional teams. It's like Wolverine is not like a frontline character at all. You'd think he is because he has like that health buff. He's like 350 compared to like most of the duelists are 250, but he kind of is a lurker. Like he like finds like little nooks, little corners, and like he comes in from the side and like he'll just like capture one of the vanguards and he'll like leap into like the very back of your back line. And then everyone on your team, he'll like comment like, oh, I got Strange, and then all of a sudden everyone focuses him, and like the Strange is like away from his team, can't get healed, and then it's like you can just like quickly pick someone. That's like kind of the strategy with Wolverine. He's like a tank buster. But yeah, you see
kind of a specific role there though, but doesn't mean it can't be useful. I don't know any of us that know how to use that correctly.
Yeah, you see like the strategies are interesting. I mean, you see it a lot. Like a very common thing that you see a lot is the you see a lot of like Magneto Star-Lord, and the Star-Lord will like shift like into like the back line or front line, whatever, and the Magneto will bubble him, so he'll have this protective shield, and then he'll hit his E and he'll just be doing like all this damage like right, and he'll be hitting like four people at the same time.
That one where he goes like
because in comp play, like, yeah, I mean, you just without the bubble, you just get focused and you die like so fast.
If you're 250, yeah, I mean,
you'll just get smoked,
get cooked for sure.
Yeah, but yeah,
again, we play a very different game than those guys.
We sure
there are
do.
Things that we can take and learn from that, especially how to use characters in a different way than you think. But like, they play a different game, frankly.
They sure do.
To be honest. That's fine.
You see like some really high level things, like you're like, oh, like they're breaking a certain part of the map and the like the structures in a certain way, and you're like, yeah, I didn't even know that could break. Like, I had no idea.
I mean, we break some, but yeah, we never put that much thought into it of like, if we break this, then we'll have this crazy sight line that like they won't expect, or like,
yeah.
But when there's money on the line, it's a different story, I guess.
Yeah. You know? The one thing that was surprising is like you almost never see Cloak. Never. A very, very rare.
I think she just has the lowest barrier to be successful.
Yeah.
It's really easy, you know?
Yeah. I think a lot of these comps, they basically pick the heroes that have the best ultimates, is kind of how it all boils down to.
The ults tend to change. That's what's like the game changer.
Yeah.
Is that. That duelist ult that can wipe out like three people on the other team, that's a game swinger right there, for sure. They got three down, they have to wait 10 seconds apiece before they spawn.
Yeah.
And they got to fucking run back. And if they're down a healer, now their team's really in some fucking shit.
Yeah.
They're trying to hold a point and you took down one of their tanks and one healer. It's like, that's a different game.
It sure is.
Not that part specifically, but.
What else have I seen in comp? Oh, another strategy that gets used a lot is the Luna Namor team up. So if Namor gets let through, some of the teams, they have the Namor Luna comp, and where they do like the Namor is ult is the whale, right?
And shit's pretty ass.
And the shit's ass. Exactly. Everyone always assumes shit's ass.
Down and then get back up.
But with what they do is they'll do the Luna ult and the Namor ult at the same time, and then when they wail, they do the switch to the damage buff, and then with the damage buff, it like one shots anyone in that circle.
Oh, first off, it should almost one shot. It should. Anyways. Yeah. Max was saying I should play Namor.
Namor,
I heard it's fucking good.
Well, again,
it's... Stupid-ass squids that you throw up.
The thing is, again, with Namor, it's very specific. So it's not a frontline character at all. You have to flank with it. His whole value is like finding a way to get through the side of the map and like getting on the back line. And then if you see like the healers just like not paying attention, just healing the front line, you throw two squids, right click, and then like... You can absolutely wreck a healer at, like, really, really quick with two squids.
Okay.
But, yeah, I mean, if you're just, like, throwing your fucking shit up, like, in the front, and, like, people break your squids fast, then you're just, like, useless. And he has a lot of survivability, too, like, in like,
this cocoon thing? Like,
and the well-coordinated teams, like, it's so frustrating you see them, because then you'll be like, oh, Namor's flanking, everyone focus him, and then all of a sudden he fucking cocoons. And like when he's 1 HP and then his healers just heal, and then he just runs away. Just survives.
Yeah, I need to play him more. Be good with Luna.
I am ready for a show.
I'm ready to get my cheeks clapped. Which character says that? The Thing. Are we done?
Yeah, I think that's it.
Let's wrap it.
All right. If you guys enjoyed this episode of the Bump and Run Boys podcast, leave a like. Let us know that you enjoyed the content. This is Blake Ross.
Your boy Rob.
And Goose.
Peace.
Peace.